good evening, wonderful people. Great to be our friends wherever you are on this planet. Once again, we are welcoming you to Radio Biafra live transmission all the way from France here in mainland Europe. We must welcome you wherever you are by saying good morning, good afternoon, good evening, and good night to some of you, especially those very special and very brave Biafrans who are in the far eastern part of the world. We must welcome you. This is a radio station for the brave. This is a radio station for those die-hard Biafrans, not just any Biafran, but the die-hard Biafrans that believe in the unadulterated restoration of the absolute sovereignty of their country. Between now and the end of next year, we are going to get Biafra. We die getting it. We are not going to relent. We are not going to retreat, and we cannot surrender. I am Nnamdi Kanu, the host and director of Radio Biafra, and by the very special grace of God, a servant of the wonderful people of Biafra. I am joined on this very program by our coordinator, our national here in France, and also I hope in a few minutes' time to be joined or to be rejoined by the very eminent barrister and attorney at law, Barrister Mamezu. Wherever you are, we must welcome you, regardless of what you're doing. We must point out that Biafra is for everybody. We welcome every view and every opinion, even the ones that may differ from those that we hold or express, even the ones that appear divergent to our views. We welcome it as long as you hold it honestly, as long as you're doing it, ensuring that your country must come. That is why we are here. We are here to kickstart the French people. We are going to return to France by the end of next month, which is only tomorrow, by the end of March, to broadcast this very gospel, to go all around France and bring our people out. We are helping them. We are kickstarting them. And in that very process, somebody has written to me. Somebody responded via my page on Facebook by saying that he was listening to Radio Biafra with a Canadian friend, that he was worried because of our language and our style. And I told him we had to get off. I told him, why don't you apply the same useless, crass analogy to the death and the destruction being visited upon your people by Boko Haram? Why can't you do that? Why are you concerned about us waking up our people from slumber, our people from the depth of duplicitousness and stupidity? That's what we're here to do. We are not going to apologize to anybody. Our people are dying. Our culture is being eroded. Our value system trampled upon. Little girls getting pregnant and selling their babies. Armed robbers and kidnappers running amok. Slave market at Onitsha. And people want us to be nice to them. We cannot afford to be. This is Radio Biafra. Once again, we must go. We must welcome you by asking you to ask your friends to go to www.radiobiafra.co. Ask them to go to peopleofbiafra.org. If at any point in time you experience any loss in transmission, please, our transmission from here is unstable. It is unstable and I don't know why. Please, all you need to do is to refresh your browser. Today, we are only going to be on air for 2 hours. So we are going to pack our programs very, very close to accommodate as much calls and as much views as possible. But please, we are letting you know that we are closing very early today, because tomorrow I shall be embarking on a very important journey. We are going to see some very important people tomorrow in Spain. So I have to leave here very early tomorrow to head towards Barcelona. Please, you must bear with us. This is Radio Biafra. We're welcoming you on this very day, the very last day of February in the year of our Lord 2014, nearly 2 months now following the expiration of the Zoological Republic. That is why we are here, to seek the total destruction of the zoo. The zoo must go. It is full of wild, uncontrollable animals. It is full of people, or though they may appear like people, they're not people, they're animals. They are wild, they are vicious, and they are destructive. They are eating away at the fabric of the very thing that the very essence of us as human beings. They are making us appear like savages, and we cannot allow that to happen. We are here to educate, to enlighten our people, to inform them about what we are all collectively going to do to accomplish this very monumental task called the liberation and the restoration of the sovereignty of the Republic of Biafra. Therefore, we must welcome you. The barrister is with me. I must go to the barrister if you can hear me. Barrister Mamezu, can you hear me, please? Barrister, can you hear me? Barrister, can you hear me? No. No, barrister cannot hear me. All I can hear is some banging sound. I don't know. Barrister, can you hear me, please? Can you hear me? No, he cannot. Barrister Mamezu, can you hear me? No. We must go to our coordinator who is here to see if he's with me. Can you hear me, Valentine Eze?
Yes, Director, I can hear you.
Please go ahead.
Okay, good morning, good afternoon, good evening, my fellow Biafrans. Once again, my name is Valentine Eze from Uriagunleri. I happen to be the general coordinator of indigenous people of Biafra here in France. So I welcome you all in today's edition. So wherever you are, I ask you to listen carefully and ask your questions, and so that we can make sense of what we are doing. We can make sense of it. So thank you very much, and welcome to the program.
Thank you very much, and thank you for joining us. Once again, this is Radio Biafra, wherever you are on this planet. We continue to welcome you. We continue to accept your goodwill messages. We continue to accept your prayers. We continue to accept your loyalty, because everything we do is geared towards the restoration, the absolute and unadulterated restoration of our complete sovereignty. Perhaps the barrister is now with me. Barrister, can you hear me?
Yes, Director, I'm here.
Yeah, before there was a lot of banging sound. I was wondering if you're in a tunnel. Please go ahead and acknowledge the ever wonderful presence of Biafrans all over the world, please.
Yes, thank you, Director. Good evening to you. And good evening to all fellow Biafrans who are with Director and those who are listening from all over the world, east, west, north, and south. We are here on a daily basis, 6 p.m., to talk to all our people, wherever you are, about the restoration of Biafra. It sounds a bit funny and also far-fetched, but we are getting there gradually. We are edging towards the restoration of Biafra. I was remembering the song I was telling Director whilst he was in Italy, when one of our brothers was singing Oge Meha Bamnanya. I said, look, have you ever seen this
song? Has it stuck in your brain? Has the song refused to go away?
It's stuck in my brain. When Biafra, when Oge Meha Bamnanya, you know, it was coming to my head this morning as I said, God damn, what's going on here?
Amazing.
Soon come, Director, that is the reason why that song came from my mouth. And of course, it's coming from my brain. I thank all of you for all the support our listeners, friends, well-wishers of Biafra are giving to us. We are here not to let any of you down. We are here to preach the goodness of Biafra. How much we miss Biafra because we are being killed on a daily basis. In the northern part of that zoo, our people have no rest, neither do they have any peace. They are being killed daily. Those in the zoo in Lagos are losing their jobs because the Yorubas will not allow you to share the beat that is coming from Biafran land. And that is why it is very essential, absolutely important, that all Biafran should come together, regardless of your beliefs. You have to come together in order to restore our nation. Then you can go into whatever you believe in, and so that our life will flourish, and then we can live forever. I thank you so much, Director, for piloting and moving around this particular message. Please get your pen and paper as usual. And once your call is picked, do not forget to turn your listening devices down. I don't know how long, although Malcolm X says we should teach our people gradually, but I think we've overthought our people, yet they are still not responding quickly as they're supposed to. However, we shall not stop. We are here to educate you, and we are here to learn from you. Good evening to all of you.
Thank you very much, and good evening to you, Barrister Mamezu, wherever you are. We must welcome you once again. I reiterate that you keep on telling your friends and your family, tell your mom and your dad, your uncles, your cousins, use whatever means you have at your disposal. If you are not on BlackBerry, you must be on WhatsApp. If you're not there, you must have access to a Facebook account. If not that, you must have access to SMS short messaging system. If not that, please, you must have an email of some sort somewhere. Use it for the benefit of your country. Inform those around you. Tell them to go to www.radiobiafra.co. If they cannot get through by that means due to the volume volume of traffic on the website, please ask them to go to peopleofbiafra.org. Ask them to go and download Free Radio Biafra app. Ask them to go to Biafra Television. Ask them to do whatever they can do to also inform those around them. We are using propagation to get this message across because our enemies are numerous and they're very powerful. They will not broadcast our message. They will not carry this verifier that we're presenting to the whole world. That is why we have to task ourselves individually to ensure that this happens. We must welcome you. We are never tired of welcoming you because this is your radio station. This is Radio Biafra. I will not hesitate. I wouldn't take much of your time. I shall go straight to presenting this very day, the 28th day of February 2014, our news headlines and accompanying news summary. Once again, please do note that should you wish to call our line at any point in time, especially after the presentation and the analysis, the number to call remains +33 754 062 181. This number will be active when we return to France by the end of March. This is the number we're going to use for our studio line. I repeat, +33. This is if you want to get hold of us this very evening or morning or afternoon, depending on where you are across the entire 24 time zones of the world. The number once again is +33 754 062 181. +33 754 062 181. We are in France. That is where we're coming to you from. And as always, our Skype line is just Radio Biafra. We don't need to accept you. All you need to do is to call, and we shall accept your call. Once again, I need to remind you that I'm with Barrister Mamezu and also our coordinator here in France, Valentine Eze. So we are welcoming you wherever you are on this planet. This is Radio Biafra. We are reporting today that Boko Haram stopped over 15,000 pupils from schooling, which excludes thousands of those they have killed. They have destroyed over 200 schools so far. Centenary celebration, we are reporting that Jonathan is acting out alone as Obasanjo, Buhari and David Mark refuse to show up. We are also bringing to your attention that though it may sound unbelievable, but it is true, there are first-hand confirmed reports that Nigerian soldiers are running away from Boko Haram. A pastor in the Shua area told AFP that Nigerian soldiers ran into the bush on sighting Boko Haram men. Fawemi, Fela family, Soyinka, basically the creme de la creme of the Yoruba society, have shunned the centenary awards being dished out by Jonathan. Igbo group declares support for President Jonathan come 2015. Igbo leaders of thought want secession to be discussed. At last they are waking up. At last we have woken them up. At last the message of Biafrans all over the world have gotten into some of them, and they begin to realize that we want Biafra or nothing else in between. The Igbo leaders of thought, who have now stolen a match on Ohanaeze, are now discussing secession. They said they will discuss secession as Ohanaeze continues to dilly-dally because of their conscience, having taken 5 billion naira bribe from the presidency not to discuss their plight in the zoo. We are also reporting that after Borno Yobe massacre as well, Boko Haram terrorists have now struck in Adamawa, killing 14 people. Every day there is news about death and destruction, and that is why we want our own land. We are not here to want it just for the sake of it. We want to be free, to return to the way we were before the Scottish man Frederick Lugard came, before the God that created Nigerians came. Not me. He did not create me. I and my family, we are not Nigerians. We are Biafrans till death. There is no way we can accept such contraption, such abominable and heinous creation by a fellow human being. Only Chukwu Abiam has the right to create a nation. And it is to him and him alone does every honor and glory belong to. We don't share with anybody else. To him does glory and honor belong to. We are reporting today by way of our detailed presentation, wherever you are in the world and you're joining us, that activities of the Boko Haram sect has resulted in no fewer than 15,000 pupils dropping out of school in Borno State in the last 1 year alone. A non-governmental organization, Action Aid Nigeria, has said the group which made this known on Thursday also claimed that the actions of the sect had led to the destruction of no fewer than 600 classrooms and 200 schools in Borno and Yobe states respectively. The disclosure came as NGOs also described the killing of 59 pupils of the federal government college, Bunuyadi, in Yobe State as a heinous crime and a violation of the rights of children to life and education. According to the country director of AA, Dr. Husseini Abdu, in a statement on Thursday, since February 2013, over 15,000 children have stopped attending classes in Borno State. Abdu said, in the past 8 months, over 100 students have been killed in different attacks on schools in the northeast. The perpetrators should, of course, be brought to justice, but the government at all levels must also be held accountable. It is their duty to protect the lives and education of children, a duty they are utterly failing to uphold. Declaring that the Northeast was also already behind the rest of the country in educational enrollment, retention and completion, this very NGO noted that security challenges in the zone would undermine education of their children. This is what is happening in the zoo, and more is to come from Boko Haram, because they say something and they do it. That is why I respect them so much. Three of President Goodluck Jonathan's successors, ex-President Olusegun Obasanjo, ex-head of state Major General Muhammadu Buhari, retired, and General Ibrahim Babangida, as well as President of the Senate David Mark, were on Thursday absent from the country's centenary being held in Abuja. They did not attend the international conference held as part of activities marking the centenary, which was attended by about 30 heads of government and international organizations. But another three former leaders, General Yakubu Gowon, Alhaji Shehu Shagari, and Chief Enes Shonekon, as well as ex-Vice President Alex Ekweme and the former Chief of General Staff, Lieutenant General Adatik Bodia, attended the event. The conference tagged Human Security, Peace and Development Agenda for 21st Century Africa was held under tight security at the International Conference Center in Abuja. Other dignitaries in attendance included the Speaker of the House of Representatives, Aminu Tambuwa, Deputy Speaker Emeka Ihedioha, State Governors, Security Chiefs, former Secretary General of the Commonwealth, Emeka Anyaoku, National Chairman of the PDP, Alhaji Adamu Muazu, the Chairman of the Party's Board of Trustees, Chief Tony Aneni, members of the Diplomatic Corps, members of the National Assembly, members of the Federal Executive Council, and other top government officials. But some ex-head of states did not appear because they are not happy with Jonathan. They want power returned to the Hausa Fulani Islamic Boko Haram Mohammedan Emirate of the North, controlled from Sokoto under Sokoto Caliphate. That is where they want the power returned to. That is why they want the presidency at all costs, so they can Islamize everybody else. That is why Buhari did not attend. That is why Babangida did not attend. And that is why their errand boy Obasanjo did not attend either. But for us, we don't care if they attend or not. That is their business. We are here to get Biafra. We are also continuing to present this evening that when the governor of Borno State, who is on the ground and knows what is going on in the state, said that those who have been recruited by Boko Haram are better armed and motivated than the Nigerian army, people like Doyin Okupe, who haven't been to Borno since the killing started, insulted the governor. But the picture is now getting clearer. The killings extended to Adamawa State, where Boko Haram terrorists armed with rocket-propelled grenades nearly sacked four communities and operate with impunity. When the soldiers at the military checkpoint saw the number of the attackers, they retreated into the nearby bushes as the gunmen operated without challenge during the operation that lasted throughout the night. Death toll in the attack is put at 37. On Tuesday, it was Yobe State, where 59 school children were massacred. In the Adamawa attack, banks, shops, a local government secretariat, and houses were said to have been looted and burnt during the six-hour simultaneous raids on three communities of Michika, Gutak, Shua, and Kichinga by the deadly militants. In Shua, Madagali local government area, a repeat of the Yobe massacre was averted when the insurgents attacked the Christian Teachers College, Christian Secondary School, and the Catholic Convent. Sources say that the head of the Christian Secondary School, on hearing gunshots in the community, advised all his pupils to run into nearby bushes to avoid being killed by the terrorists. When the hoodlums eventually arrived and saw that the school deserted, they burnt down almost all the structures on the premises. Unfortunately, among the 20 persons killed in Shua was a priest at St. Augustine Catholic Church, the home of a former commissioner in the state. Idris Nuhu is also among those burnt in the community. We continue to present this very evening that as the federal government honors 100 persons today with centenary awards as part of Nigeria's centenary celebrations, the family of late human rights activist Jivkani Fawemi and Afrobeat King Fela Anikola Kukuti have rejected the posthumous awards for both Fawemi and Fela, even as Nobel laureate Wole Soyinka also Malls rejecting the award as well. Professor Soyinka is on the list alongside the likes of Professor Chinua Achebe, Chief Gani Fawemi Fela, Chief Odumegwu Ojukwu, Nwankwo Kanu Alhaji, Aliko Dangote, Chief Mike Adenuga, and Pastor Enoch Adeboye, among others who will receive award. I have never seen where a state gives award to a Pentecostal church. I have never heard of that before in my life. Only in the zoo. We must continue. The Supreme Igbo Secret, that's a new one. They have formed a new group. It is called the Supreme Igbo Security Council. Chiba and Wazo. The Supreme Igbo Security Council, a group committed to peace on Thursday, said it will support President Goodluck Jonathan for second term if he indicated his interest. The president of the council, Mr. Bob Yukadike, made a declaration while addressing journalists in Abuja. He said that the North and South had had a fair share of the office of the president, saying that other parts of the country should be given a chance to lead as well. Okadike said that in spite of many challenges ravaging the polity, President Goodluck Jonathan had delivered dividends of democracy to the country. Today we are asking him to point out one dividend, that dividend being the killing and indiscriminate slaughter of Biafran people in the north, that dividend being people selling their babies because of hunger, that dividend is people ravaging through dustbin to find what to eat, that dividend is people not being able to go to school, that dividend is no running water, no good roads, no jobs. That is the dividend of the democracy they're talking about. We must continue. We are also reporting that the Igbo leaders of thought seem to have now taken over what Ohanaeze should be doing. So we basically advise, in my own opinion, that Ohanaeze should cease to exist because it has no use for anybody. The Igbo leaders of thought, led by lawyer Professor Ben Nwabeze, yesterday in Enugu made it public the Igbo position on the proposed confab. Nwabeze went on to say that they are going to the confab, that Igbo people should go to the confab to discuss secession. For the first time, what we are saying has gotten to him, and he has repented and we welcome it. Professor Nwabeze is saying that we should go to the confab to go and discuss secession. Separation from the zoo must be on the table. He has spoken, and we must support him. When you do evil, we castigate you. When you do good, we support you. On this very note, we support Professor Ben Nwabeze. If he can continue with it, if he changes tomorrow, then he will get it as well. But for now, the Igbo leaders of thought has more sense and more common way, more sensible way of approaching our problem than Ohanaeze. And they deserve our support based on what they have said. Professor Nwabeze is saying that they will go there if at all he's going to discuss secession. At last he has spoken like a true Biafran. If at all he can maintain it. Not tomorrow they'll start talking some other people. We want them to maintain the stance, and we give our support to Igbo leaders of thought. You say something meaningful, you debate something meaningful, you bring meaningful ideas to the public domain, and we support you. You talk about one Nigeria, and we will shred you to pieces. That's what we're here to do. We are also reporting this very evening that with the nation yet to recover, Nigeria is not a nation. It is a country put together, not a nation, because there is no shared value system. That is the only thing that determines what makes up a nation. With the nation yet to recover from the shock arising from the massacre of about 58 students of Federal Government College in Bunuyadi, Yobe State, and abduction of 16 female students by Boko Haram insurgents last Tuesday, the sect yesterday moved to Adamawa, where it attacked two local government council areas which share common borders with Borno State, killing 14 persons. This is a fresh attack, not the one we reported yesterday. This is a very fresh one. They also touched three branches of New Generation Banks before setting several other shops ablaze. The branches of the New Generation Banks, houses and shops destroyed, were located along the major Maiduguri-Gombe-Adamawa Federal Highway. Also in Plateau State, two members of a family were killed and about 50 houses burned in fresh attacks on villages in Riyom and Brackenlady local government area of the state yesterday. They are continuing to kill in the state of Gowon himself, the same man that killed and pillaged, the same man responsible for the death of 3.5 million people. Those we are going to remember this very year. Those on the 30th of May, we must remember. If you come from a country, if you come from a place, from a zone where you have not registered, where you have not sought clarifications as to your registration status, we are advising you to go and register with your central government. Go and register the indigenous people of Biafra. Go there and make it known to them that come the 30th of May of this year, we are going to march to remember all that sacrificed their lives that we may live. Those that died for the sake of Biafra, we are going to remember them, all of them. Tell them that those that killed us, remind them that those responsible for the massacre, those responsible for the starvation of over 1 million children are still free, and it is incumbent upon us to bring them to justice. Everywhere in the world there has been some sort of trial. Everywhere in the world where crimes against humanity were committed, those responsible, the perpetrators, have been brought before a competent court of law. But in the zoo, go on, Haruna and the rest of them are still moving about. Obasanjo bombed Odi. Obasanjo did not face any trial. Why is it that we are being killed and everybody is quiet? On that very day, we remind the world of the obligation. On the 30th of May, we are going to let mankind understand that they also have a moral duty, a moral obligation to remember those who are being murdered in Biafra land. We must remember them. And on the 30th of May of this year, we remember them. Everybody is enjoined. Everybody is expected. Everybody have been asked to try and come out that day. Take the day off work. Go and tell your employers you can't make it. Give them whatever excuse you like. But the excuse which we would not find acceptable is the one saying that you're away from it. If you do not attend, if you don't come out on the 30th of May, you can never be regarded as a Biafran. Never. We are making it very clear. If you provide an excuse for not coming out on the 30th of May of this very year, you can no longer be part of us. Never. It means you're a coward, and we don't deal with cowards. This is Radio Biafra. We must proceed. This very message of redemption, this very message that restores hope to the hopeless, this very message that seeks to make sure that those who have been marginalized, both economically and politically, is given a voice again. This very message that made those who have been bombed in the north to know that the essence of them being killed hasn't been lost on us. We are here to make sure that Biafra comes, that others may no longer be killed, that those of them being deported from Lagos, those of them who have been disenfranchised both politically and economically, that they find a voice once again. That is why we are here. This is Radio Biafra, wherever you are on this planet. I shall go to the barrister himself, the very eminent barrister and attorney at law, Barrister Memmazu, who joined me from London. The barrister will try to make sense of what we are presenting today. The barrister will try to bring his own fresh perspective, his legal angle to what we are saying, that others may understand that the cry that we place before the whole world every day, that our voice which is ringing from end to end across the entire 24 time zones is explained to people properly, that they may understand why we want Biafra. Please, barrister.
Thank you, director. Thank you for the news discussion. As usual, you make it easier for anybody and everybody to understand what is coming from the zoo. Director, let me take issue with Professor Wabweze that you are trying to hail.
I'm not hailing him. You know how it works.
Maybe it might be too premature.
Okay, yeah, that's true, of course.
And I'll tell you why. Professor Wabweze has done quite a lot of things that he need to do something tangible, something practical, for him to be forgiven and brought back into the fold. Saying that you have to put in the cessation in the table of their conference is not good enough. What I see, this director, is, for me, it is not surgical enough. It is not logical enough. It is just a mere cosmetics, hogwash, and if you like, it is whitewash. Professor Wabweze, who has done a lot for the nation to bring people about. Remember, he is the professor, the lawyer, that writes about the goodness of what Nigeria has afforded everybody. So he can't just wake up overnight and say cessation because he listened to Radio Biafra and he knows the way we attack him I say this. By the way, director, even if they are bringing in whatever sensation or whatever they bring on the top, it has nothing to do with us here at Radio Biafra. Because we have a separate agenda. If you have to wait for the conference to go ahead, then of course we wait forever. It's just a simple, immature politics they are playing. Secession, so that Radio Biafra will relax. And then tomorrow, when they secure the whole avenue, the whole loophole, as Glojenafa was begging the Boko Haram to please lay down their arms, I couldn't stop laughing. He is telling them to lay down their arms after he released them, gave them money to buy more arms, and now begging them to lay down their arms. Is it not what we were saying yesterday? Lord Jonathan is giving awards to the living and to the dead, meaningful and unmeaningful. That is the kind of president that is leading the zoo. The Jews might as well write a big award and give it to Hitler and his family. Well done for killing us. The Europeans also contribute money and give it to the Germans. Well done for what you did in the First World War, the Second World War. The whole Africans should also welcome the whole Europeans for all the slave trading that went all over in Africa. We should contribute and give them money. Well done for coming into our community and coming into our countries. When I see what Glojenafa is doing and upon it, your governors are giving him a vote of well done in the area of industry, in the area of commerce, in the areas of economics, in the area of intermittent power. They are saluting him. President Glojenafa, you are very well. And when those who he is ruling or those who are ruling with him boycotted all the boycottables, according to director and his Bonoji.
Boycott or boycottables, of course.
Director, there's no gain saying that what is happening in the zoo is very pathetic. It's not something we should be talking about. What I've always suggested is to focus our plans to get out of that zoo. Because every day they will think that we are singing a song. Every day they say, yeah, those people, they come again, 6 o'clock. They come and rant and then go. But we need to seriously make impact on what we are talking about so that they will know that the killings that happens every day, unabated, and yet the Boko Haram, nobody is stopping them. The military are seeing them and are running away, talk less of police. They are not doing anything to curb it. Neither are they doing anything to put a final arrest to what Boko Haram are doing against our people. Who are these people being killed? Biafrans, i.e. the Igbos, are the people who have been killed on a daily basis. At one time, what they are killing is next generation. If nobody knows what is happening, they are killing next generation. We will all die. And when we die, there is nobody to replace you. The Hausa Fulani Boko Haram will come into your lands and occupy you. You have nothing, anything finished. Meanwhile, they want to completely clean you out and then install their religion. The religion that will kill and suck blood is what they're doing. And some of our people are happy. The powerful security of the Igbos. Those are rubbish names. That's not for anybody.
Yes.
Security, powerful Igbo security. Now, that way of making money, they want Glojenafa to hear their voices and give them their own portion of billions he's distributing and sharing with all of them. Director, everything is all shambolic. Just chasing that after the wings, they are not doing what they're supposed to do in that zoo. Especially the Igbos, those who call themselves or whatever name, every day they spring up with one new name. And then you see one person talking. I don't know where they get all these charge and bail journalists that will listen to them and dismiss their news. It's quite appalling. I cannot wait for us to stretch our out and tell the government enough is enough. Director, you have a limited time. Let me make my words limited. Thank you.
Thank you very much. That was the voice of the very eminent barrister. Barrister, you remain with me. Do not disengage, you remain with me. We will now go to our very own coordinator here in France. I will ask Valentine Eze to make sense of what he has heard from a French perspective. I must add. Go ahead.
Okay, director. Let me just go to the rush quickly to the issue of Professor Wabeze. You know that people will be surprised what happened, how he make this sudden U-turn. You remember the day Hanes Ndibo shunned him and said you cannot speak for Ndibo. I think that's where when they opposed him and said you will not speak for Ndibo. I believe that pushed him to make a sudden U-turn of what he's saying now. But let's just watch and see, because our people sometimes you can never trust them, you can never believe in them, because most of the time they behave like chameleon. Let's just wait and watch him carefully and see what he is up to. Then about the issue of Boko Haram, I want our people to know that there is not, in a way, I must put it that I really like what Boko Haram is doing, because it will make things more easier for us, if exactly. Our people can see. But our people, they are so blind, they cannot see, I don't know why, they cannot see the future. If we fail to restore Biafra in the next 3 years, I tell you, my brother, forget it. This is the last opportunity we have to restore this Biafra. If we fail, we have gone and we have gone forever. And to Jonathan, I don't really know where to begin about his award for I don't blame him. You remember when his in-law died, he used 7 billion to bury his in-law. So when people die, students are being killed, people are being massacred over the place. He doesn't care. He feel like, oh, I'm comfortable in the place where I've been. There's no problem. We must remain one. Our unity. Which kind of unity? Where is that unity? Can someone even tell me? For the 100 years of our existence, this is what we have achieved as people. This is what we have achieved. The answer is none. Everything is zero. But sometimes our people, you know, I believe Satan, I cannot say God, Satan gives them the heart of fellow. Remember what happened to Ihejirika? Ihejirika listening to us, he made a comment. He said, I will send 9,000 troops for the militant, a chorus militant. He said for the militant, they are mobilizing around the world. We are sending 9,000 troops. People should not panic, and we will deal with them. He thought, because of his position, he thought now he owns the zoo. But he was surprised when he woke up one day and had the information, Mr. Man, you are sacked. And now he revised, and they threatened to drag him to ICC. Then he make automatic U-turn and say, let's face the fact, it's the northern elder that sponsored Boko Haram. Why can't you use that position you are in to do something for your people? Then we become a militant. When they push you by the wayside, you remember that we exist. Well, I don't really have much to Jonathan, but we will wait and see. In the times of Biafra, God has decided that Biafra will come. That's why Boko Haram is doing what they are doing. So I still use this media to urge our people. Anywhere you are, just come out. Let's push things forward. It's just like when someone keeps something in front of you, all you need to is just wake up and take what belongs to you. That's exactly what we are doing. But some people is still like, oh, convince me more. You need to preach to me more. Then you become a pastor. A pastor is even better, because whatever pastor preaches, he preaches and looking into your pocket for his tithe. But what we are calling you to join this struggle is just for a better life, for the next generation, for a betterment of your future. Most of us have kids in Europe. What is the future of that kid? The day you sleep and didn't wake up tomorrow, you have gone, and you are gone forever. You don't expect the kids that spend maybe 10, 15, 18 years or whatever here in Europe to return back to that zoo where there is no electricity, there is no running water, there is no good road, there is kidnappers here and there, armed robbers. Life is meaningless.
It's unbelievable that our people don't see things. They don't see things the way I myself see. Because if they see things the way I see it, they know that Biafra is just a tinkle of ice. Then you grab it. I think, director, I have to leave, stop for here for the moment, so that I can give the broadcast is only about 2 hours, so that I can give place for others, for anybody who want to call and contribute more. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much for that. Well spoken. I always wonder when they say people are doing very well. This is what I want to ask the barrister before the lines open. And in fact, the lines have actually opened. The number to call once again is +33 754 062 181. And you must continue to add your friends, please, to Radio Biafra London. You must add them there. This is Radio Biafra. We must take your calls. We have to take your calls. Please give us your name and where you're calling from. This is Radio Biafra. We are broadcasting from France, to be very precise. Go ahead.
Yeah, good evening, Director. This is Chukwemeka Ojukwu from France. Well, I'm just calling this evening again to comment on what you, according to the news, read this evening. And I just have a few things to say before I can call upon our brothers and sisters to wake up.
Your voice is very low. Is there any way you can increase your voice?
Concerning, it's okay now?
It's better now. Go ahead.
This man we're talking about, who just suddenly woke up to support what we are doing, there is something I want us to know. You know, everything, anybody that have ever marched on the memory of 3.5 million Biafrans killed, it is unforgivable. I'm telling you, a sinner cannot go unpunished. These people, we can accept, our people say, these people, we can never trust them anymore. Even if Wazirika can come tomorrow today and kneel down and talk about, Biafra will come, let us join.
Unforgivable.
We will never accept them.
We cannot forgive him.
We can never accept them because they have already messed up the memory of our innocent people killed. And today they will just change all of a sudden. What are they looking for? They are saboteurs. They will just carry us and give us to our enemies. We don't even need them. Whatever they say, we don't need them anymore. We don't need them. If they come to them, we don't need them anymore. They should go to hell. We don't need them. That is the reason why you see good Lord Jonathan, they call him Bad Lord Jonathan, standing up to give people who suppress his people, who killed his people, who killed his people, his generation, and the same is giving them award. Award of what? Award because just clapping their hands, you did well by killing us, by bringing us together, by mixing oil and water together. It is not possible. I don't know. Look at what happened to Ukraine. Do you think that if this thing happened in Europe, the people of Europe, the combat country, will allow the president to do this kind of thing? It's not possible. You will all see them on the road. But our people, they are so dumb, they don't even know what to do. And I don't know what is happening with them. I don't know what have they done with their brains. You understand? Look at people. We come to Europe, we put children, we put all our children in Europe. Our children doesn't even know where they belong to, where they are coming from. When you ask a child, a black man, child born in Europe, where are you from, which origin? He will tell you, my mother is from Nigeria. He's a Yoruba. My father is Igbo. You didn't even ask him where is your parents coming from. You ask him, which origin are you? Yeah, he will tell you, but I was born here. You understand me? Where are we going from? We say we're giving our children futures. Which kind of future are we giving our children? Who will talk about our brothers and sisters to come out so that we will fight for these things? They will feel so reluctant. They will feel so reluctant. And when you go to that zoo, do you know that I'm even afraid when I get to the zoo, inside the house more than outside. Because when you go to inside the house, you feel like sitting in a prison. Burglary was everywhere. I used to wonder, if fire comes into this house one day, how are people going to escape? Because of what? Somebody will build a mansion, very big house, and he will build a fence of 7 meters up, and he will cover the whole house. He is inside there, he's not even seen outside. They call it enjoyment. Which kind of life is that? and our people cannot come out to go and take what belongs to them and repair their country and take their salvation. This is the time of salvation. It might not come again. This might be the last opportunity of salvation. So any Biafra that is still feeling reluctant, I am sorry for you. If you want to show us that you are a real Biafra, on the 30th of May, you have to leave everything you are doing and you go and join all the real Biafras. Because enough is enough. They are killing our people, they are taking out our children, they are taking up our sisters, giving them whatever, I don't know what they do themselves, whatever they do. And when you go to that zoo, nobody is talking, it's no more a news of the day. How many people they kill? Because they are used to it. They don't care. What they know, is they woke up, they jump into their car, and they go to market and do their buying and selling. When are we going to take all these things? When are we going to fight for all these things? So, Director, I am just angry this evening. I'm just angry. Especially the award given to our oppressors, to our killers. You know, where Boko Haram, do you know something happened in France? Sometimes, you know, when France is doing their independent day, and maybe there is a big accident or something like that, do you know that these fireworks that they used to shoot on air, they will not do it that day, and there's no ceremony, because of the memory of people who died. You know, and people are being killed every day, Boko Haram killing them, and yet, they are celebrating, I don't know what they are celebrating. No respect for our people. People who are dying, why can't these people use their senses and know that they are sitting on the memory of people and where they are celebrating 100 years? People are being killed. But Boko Haram, how can you do this kind of thing if you recognize it, if you have the value of life for people? Why can you be celebrating why people are dying? Why families are mourning? Why children are being killed? And my people are sitting, they are going to the market. Nobody will come out to contest on the road and say, no, we don't support, we boycott this thing. And they will stop it. And Europeans, Americans, they will not come. They will say, yes, these people, they are right. We can't come because they are contesting, they are boycotting because they have the reason why they are contesting, because the people are dying in their place. And yet, we can't declare. Only one World Trade Center happened. America has to declare a day of mourning. How many weeks? All the flags were brought down because of the people. These are people who value the life of the people. But our people don't value our life. And we don't value our life. People are dying and you are doing celebration. You are doing 100 years of celebration. What kind of nonsense is that? I think that I'm very upset this evening. I will stop there anyway.
It's understandable. Understandable. What I have always asked myself is, when they say good Lord Jonathan has done well, can anybody tell me what he has done?
Nonsense.
Can anybody tell me what Jonathan has done? This is what I wanted to discuss with the barrister. If you're joining us once again, this is Radio Biafra. The number to call is +33 754 062 181. I repeat, +33. We are in France, so it's a French number. +33 is the code for France. 754 062 181. This is Radio Biafra live transmission from here. We are getting out to the whole world. The whole world is listening to us. Even the likes of Professor Ben Wabeze is repenting. How wonderful is that? Give us your name. They have cut off. Please, if you call us, you stay on the line. We go and take your call. Stop cutting. Stop running away. Give us your name and where you are. The caller on the phone. This is Radio Biafra. Can you hear me? The caller on the line. Yeah. Can you hear me?
Yeah. Good evening, Director.
Good evening. Turn your system off, please, and speak to me. Go ahead.
Yes, I'm calling from Germany.
Yes, go ahead.
Okay. Director, I'm calling from the because of what we are discussing about Good Luck Jonathan and Ben Wabeze. So I'm happy to hear about Ben Wabeze, that he changed his opinion. And I remember some time ago when we discussed about Ben Wabeze in Radio Biafra, that everybody said anybody that knows Ben, people should tell him and warn him. So today I'm happy to hear that he changed his mind and say that they are going to discuss on how to divide Nigeria. It's better for us, and we are happy too to hear that, so that everybody should go. And there's another information I got back home concerning Rocha Sokrocha and what he's doing in Imo State. That last week, the Jonathan came to Owerri. There's the talks, they say that they destroyed the posters they put in the airport. It was some Aboki guys that, and the Yoruba guys that recruit from that, their APC, that they are harboring in Owerri. Not their party people of Imo State. Those guys are Hausas and Yorubas. They are still in Owerri. So now we are planning to go home to restore Biafra. I don't think this time around that we are going to fight Aboki or Yoruba again. I think we are going to fight people inside our house, because that man have brought some Hausas and Yorubas in Owerri. I'm reaching the same in River State. So the problem we are going to face now is those Aboki people that they import from Hausa land. So I'm telling our people that are home, if they can start to identify them wherever they are, so that whenever we go home, we'll start to flush them out. So this is why I tried to call even when you are in the Italy, but I didn't get through. But I'm happy that I get you this night. I say I want to call you so that my fellow Biafrans all over the world should hear. And if you have somebody at home, you should call them and tell them that they have to start digging ground to find out all those where those Aboki and Yorubas of those APC are hiding, so that when we go home, we can start from there to fetch them out. If not, when we are there doing something, they are underground with Rocha Sokrocha, because he has gone very deep with them. I see where he's drinking with Gowon and eating with the Tinubu and all the rest of them. So automatically, we have to flush those people out first. If not, while we are busy doing other things, they are underground killing our people. He has bought the women and put a Okrocha head in the clothes to tell them to take a broom to go and sweep Imo Stadium. So I'm begging all Biafrans that everybody should stood up. Everybody that is not supporting should come up and fight. We are ready to get what belongs to us. In fact, everybody is crying. Well, nobody knows what is going to happen tomorrow. One of our Idato brother came back from U.S. to show our people his talent and what he studied and what he learned. They plan and kill this guy. It's the people that are home, so they don't need good things. So we need to flush those people out first. So nobody knows who will be tomorrow. You can your own. As I did, I study in Germany. I to go home, I'm afraid, because I don't know where to start. So I'm begging. And all our people that are home, they are the people that will help us to fetch all those bloody people, because they know who is who. You know, they know who is who. They know who is Aboki, who is Yoruba, back home.
And I agree with you. I agree with you completely. Yes. That's what we need to do.
Yes, they know who is who. Like when I go home last year, this is security people they mount. Even the police that are back home, they are Hausas and Yorubas. They are busy collecting 20 naira on the road. The people that are doing the job is those village securities. So, in fact, they are the ones that will help us, our people, to fetch all those Aboki and Yoruba there, so that when we are going home, we know that our leg is so strong, and we have to do it, and by the grace of God, Biafra must surely come.
Yes, sir.
And I want to use this media again to announce that the people that are living around Stuttgart, that will have our meeting tomorrow by 6 o'clock, by the lighthouse where we normally have our meeting. So we are begging all our brothers. We don't call Niger. There's nothing like Niger Delta. All Igbos, both Agbo people, both Asaba people, all of them should come out.
How about the Bibios? How about the Bibios? And as we say, every other person, every other Biafran. Are you having an Igbo meeting or a Biafra meeting?
Yes, that's what how I would put it. All Biafra, both Calabar, both Ibibio, both Bori, both all of them.
Everybody.
So we are welcoming all of them tomorrow. We hope to see as many as people. This is not Igbo something. It's not Igbo business. So all of us are the same. We are Biafrans.
So we're, give us the address again and the number to contact. Give us the address again and the number to contact, please.
Okay. Okay, the address is Lighthouse in Ludwigsburg.
Ludwigsburg, yeah?
Yeah, Ludwigsburg.
And this is Stuttgart, is that correct? This is the meeting holding in Stuttgart, is that correct?
In Stuttgart, yes.
I hope Stuttgart has remained as solid as I found them when I came there to broadcast.
Yes, Director.
because Germany started to fall apart. Germany failed to live to the obligation. So we know that with the new administration in place, that things will return back to normal. People asked us to go home. We have gone home. They said, get a presence at our capital. We have done so. We have done everything expected of us. Now we need people to honor their own pledge as well.
We are at your back.
Thank you.
And we are supporting you people. So the number, if somebody that has not been there before should call this number.
This is the Stuttgart area. The Stuttgart area.
Yes.
And we are also telling people, if you have relatives, this is what I said before, and it was working, but I don't know our people. The attention span is so small. When we announce something, they do it for one day, they go back to their old ways. If you know anybody, if you have a relative living in Stuttgart, you will give them this number to call and attend the meeting tomorrow. How difficult can that be to send a message to somebody, to send a Facebook inbox to somebody saying, Biafrans are meeting in Stuttgart. If you are there, make sure you attend. Even those that have not heard of Radio Biafra before, you tell them. That is how we get our people infused and energized for this very struggle that is happening right now. Please give us the number.
Okay. 01 52 11 94 7898. I repeat.
01 I have it. 01 52 11 94 7898. Thank you very much for that. We have another caller on the line. Give us your name and where you are. This is Radio Biafra.
Yeah, thank you, Director. My name is Obidio Bienu. I'm calling from Los Angeles.
From Los Angeles. Please, you're welcome to the program. Go ahead.
Yeah, Nandi, I just want to say thank you to all the editorial of Biafra. And I just want to bless the entire people of Biafra and the friends of Biafrans listening this morning.
Thank you.
Going back to the discussion about Ekweme and the Professor Nwabeze and what is the decision on this issue of CONFAB, I just want to say a little thing. Because I remember about 2 weeks ago, I read on the news about Ekweme and Professor Nwabeze declining to go to the CONFAB. All of a sudden, the latest news is that they have decided to go and that they will be standing by to give advice. I think we need to be very precautious about these two individuals. I mean, you know, for all these years, they've been speaking for the Igbos. They've been out there speaking. And Professor Nwabeze, whom we all know that is part of and parcel of the writing of the 1979 Constitution, they know that all these inherent rights was embedded in the Constitution. And my thing is, you know, where are they all this time? All of a sudden, one night they woke up and say, oh, they'll be going to give advice.
My brother, let me help you. So what, which is a very good perspective. I've not thought of that before. So what we should be asking Mwabeze is, you are a constitutional expert. What happened to the one you wrote before in 1979?
That's what I'm saying. Okay,
I like that. I like that.
And then you come in late minute to tell you want to give chance for the younger generation. You don't even know that you are old a long time ago. Okay, because all this time around, they've been running around with all these young outside abokis who are intimidating them and threatening them. And they'll be standing in our front before. Okay? I just want to say that we need to be careful. I had another brother talking about, we should give them chance. They're coming out now. Well, we need to be watchful. We need to keep an eye on them. What I do know is that the impact of Radio Biafra cannot be overemphasized. These individuals listen every day. And that's why they're coming out the late minute to tell us that they are going for secession. They want to set us up again? No. We got to be careful with these individuals.
Maybe they say these things when you go to see them to discuss secession. You don't know there will be assassins outside waiting for you. You think they're talking about secession until they secede your life from you. That is what they do. I like what you said. It's very simple. Whatever happened to the constitution you wrote before? These are people that are incapable of obeying the laws that they wrote themselves. So the basis, anybody thinking that you go to a constitution and you write something into law and they will obey it is nonsense. It's a place where people are naturally lawless. They don't obey the law. The constitution is only a piece of document. If you choose, after all, if you go to the constitution they have today, it says there that you have the right to freedom of speech. You have the right to freely express yourself. But go and tell them, go and question somebody looting the national treasury. You see what they will do to you.
Okay. So, but anyway, I just want to let you know that we are here in the United States. It's not easy. I know you call us out, but I can't tell you how much with another guy that is here in Los Angeles with me, Mazi Ike, who gave us his commercial building as Biafran Secretariat here. We have Odin Moloku. We are all working tirelessly to make sure that we orient our people in this city. So because there are thousands of us here. But unfortunately, these individuals, I don't know what is going on in their minds. I don't know what is going on in their brains. Okay, so we are trying our best. We have been, because we don't want to be calling Radio Biafra every time and saying what we can, you know, wasting time. But we are really working hard here to make sure that there will be full participation in May 30th. We are working tirelessly to make sure that we are, we register indigenous people of Biafra in this state so that other parts of the United States can, gain from that. In such a way, when we come out, we will not be tagged anything because we know that Yorubas are already very, we are all listening to Radio Biafra now. I can tell you, I have a friend of a Yoruba friend who is telling me the other day, it seems like they're listening to Radio Biafra. I said, who told you about Radio Biafra? So, but anyway, what I want to say is that what you guys are doing there is the way to go. Keep it up as long as the Lord lives. Myself and my family, we are all committed in the struggle, and we will continue.
He said, there was something you said about somebody in Los Angeles, which I never thought I would hear. Did you say one of our brothers there donated his office to act as the secretariat for Biafrans in Los Angeles? Is that what you're telling me and the world?
That's what I'm telling you.
Amazing.
He gave us his office.
My goodness
for us, and we keep mobilizing these people. But the point is that a lot of them are still out there doing overtime, walking from hospital. I mean, these individuals, you're suffering, but you don't know that you're suffering. Okay, you know, we have now shifted our meeting to be morning hours just to accommodate them for excuses, so we can all come together and play this role that we are supposed to be playing. Okay, we have just changed the meeting time. Of course, on the March, we meet bi-weekly. March 8th, we'll be having another meeting. The address is 11033 Suite 100, Crenshaw Boulevard in Inglewood. The zip code is 90033. That's the Biafran Secretariat for now.
So the Biafran Secretariat for now, I repeat, is located at 11033 Suite 100, Crenshaw Boulevard. Is that correct?
That's correct.
And this is in Los Angeles, yes?
It's in Inglewood.
Inglewood, yeah. Yes?
Yeah.
Okay.
Right.
If Carol Monday, of course, not if she's listening, I want this address put up in most of our Facebook groups. It has to be put up. If you know anybody in Los Angeles, if you have anybody in Los Angeles claiming that they are hardcore Biafrans, this is what you say to them. A meeting of Biafrans is holding on the 8th of March. Is that correct?
That's correct.
And the time, please, of this meeting?
It's 10 a.m. to 12 noon.
10 a.m. to 12 noon to even accommodate those that do overtime at night. To accommodate them so that they can come. The address once again is 11033 Suite 100, Crenshaw, Crenshaw, if I'm not mistaken, Crenshaw Boulevard, 9033 Inglewood. Is that correct?
That's correct.
You will give us a telephone number, please, with which people who may be lost can contact you.
We have 310-415-8723. Again, it's 310-415-8723.
Thank you very much. This is amazing.
I also have another number because we have one more number to give. And that number is... the number is... 323-717-4222. Again, 323-717-4222. Thank you very much. God bless Biafra. And again, Nandi, thank you so much.
Thank you, my dear brother. Thank you very, very much. Carol Monday, if you're there, you must observe this, the number, the address for this meeting. The meeting is holding of Biafrans in the Los Angeles area under the guidance of the Moloku, of course. I keep mixing it all the time. I don't know. It's one of those problems I have. But that's his name, that hosted Radio Biafra in Los Angeles single-handedly, himself and the wife. A few months ago. The address once again is 11033 Suite 100, donated by a Biafran. This is the temporary Biafran, not temporary. In fact, it is the Biafran Secretariat in Los Angeles. They say we don't love each other. They say we hate ourselves. They say we drink each other's blood. But the same thing that Darlington Emo did by giving Radio Biafra a studio in London, somebody has donated his office and given us a secretariat in Los Angeles. The address is 11033 Suite 100, Crenshaw Boulevard, 9033 Inglewood. The date for this meeting is the 8th of March, and the time is between 10 a.m. to 12 noon. The number to call should anybody require direction to the place or additional information is 310-415-8723. The other number to call is 323-717-4222. The number again is 310 for those of you living around the Los Angeles area. If you want to attend this meeting, 310-415-8723, 323-717-4222. This is Radio Biafra. I want this information put up everywhere. If you have relatives around the Los Angeles area, send them this number to call. Tell them there is a Biafra meeting happening around there. Tell them that our people are in the Los Angeles area. Tell them that we are preparing to remember those that died for us on the 30th of May of 2014. Ask them to go there to be part of the family. This is Radio Biafra once again. And as soon as possible, I expect the barrister to join me, please. I expect the barrister to join me once he's free. This is Radio Biafra. The number to call, we are in France, is +33 754 062 181. During this broadcast this evening, we are reporting we now have two meetings happening. One is in Stuttgart and the other one is in Los Angeles. Stuttgart being in Germany and Los Angeles in the western coast of the USA in California. Let's go and take this call. Give us your name and where you are, the caller on the phone. This is Radio Biafra. The caller on the phone, can you hear me? No.
Hello, director.
Yes, can you hear me?
I can hear you. My name is Ogotukweze. I'm calling from Malaysia.
Ogotukweze from Malaysia. Malaysians are good people. Please go ahead.
Director, I'm happy for the program. What I'm trying to say is about the mobility of a staff and my equipment of a staff. You see all those idiots in our that claim to be the evil smart pigs. We don't need them anymore. What we are going to do is to set our eye on them. Then we mark them on more than one atrocities they are using about the evil. Because they have done their best. They are paid enough to go there and speak for us. We are not going to tolerate any saboteur this time around. Any evil man goes there to say he's going to sell us out again. We're going to kill that person. So, director, this time around, all the evil people will open their eyes. The youth in particular, if you open their eyes against all these old men that are speaking for us, that we do not send them to do anything to us. We want them to drop that. Let them not go there at all. Let them not go there at all. What we want is to restore. And we need it. And we wouldn't mind share our blood because of it. This time around, we are not going to tolerate them. Any evil man in evil land that go against this cause will be dealt with. This is my contribution. Because this time around, we cannot go tolerate them. They are doomed. We don't want them anymore. Then what they're saying that he's going to talk about a social or a division or anything, we don't want him. We don't want him at all. He will not go there for us. Nobody sent him. He's old enough to be in his house. Let us, the youth, know what to do about this. This is my contribution. Thank you.
Thank you very much for that. Very precise and very crisp. And it's an opinion that even when the barrister himself echoed that sentiment, I was forced to go along with it. These people, what happened to the constitution you drew up in 1979? This is a country that can't obey the law. Biafra cannot be a part of lawlessness. We don't want to belong with a group of people, a set of people, a mindset that cannot obey the law. We don't want that. We want a civilized country, and there is no way that abominable contraption called the Zoological Republic of Nigeria can ever be civilized. This is Radio Biafra, and the barrister has decided to join me, and I must go to him. Barrister, are you back with me? Barrister, can you hear me? No.
He can't. Yes, director, I can hear you.
Yes, I was looking for you, barrister. I couldn't get hold of you. I was saying, as part of my summary, following the last caller from Malaysia, that even you have become circumspect. You have become very suspicious of these people, this same axis. And as our brother from Los Angeles kindly reminded us, Nwabeze was part of the team that wrote the 1979 constitution. He's an expert. What exactly became of that constitution? Does it mean that your education did not give us a good enough constitution that was overthrown after a while? What is going to be new this time around? What have you learned from 1979 to now that you will add into the new constitution that will make it something worthy?
You see, director, somebody whispered to me, if Nwabeze is talking sense, he should go home and stay in his father's land, not operate from Lagos. And it makes sense. If he wants to tell us that he's not a repentant soul, what is he doing in Yoruba land? And how old is this man? Director, nobody will pull wool over our eyes, or rather, if you like, being hoodwinked. Yesterday you told me that we are happy in Nigeria. And tomorrow you said to me you want to go to the conference to put about cessation. Remember what our brother says, the one who come from the United States. How many months ago did these people say they are no longer interested in this confab? All of a sudden, in order to make a little U-turn with an exciting news, it is only the eyes of a child that fears the painted devil, director. I am not excited by any rubbish, Wabweze and Ekweme. Ekweme, what did he call out? What did he mean? What did he do for us? Ekweme,
he built a hotel.
It's too late. So we're not looking at them. We will not take any even encouragement. I'll look it in a funny way. We don't want no encouragement of theirs. What have any of them said about the killing we received on a daily basis from the northern side? What have they said about it? Have they criticized or condemned all the things Hausa, Fulani, Boko Haram are doing against us? Our people are dying. These are new generation that are supposed to represent us. They are all being extinguished. And now they want to go and talk about cessation so that they get some billions to support them and their family to carry on suppressing those who have got nothing. That's why we're not having it. All of them will run away when we step in. We're not buying any rubbish from any of them, Ekweme or Nwabweze, whoever they are. They are all betrayers. They betrayed us. They betrayed Biafrans. They have not spoken in our own interest. If only Lord Jonathan can use the money he wants to give the Queen and all the rest to fix all our roads and fix all the infrastructure that's supposed to be in Biafra land, then we know he has senses. For now, he's talking rubbish, giving a word to the living and to the dead. What is that for? He was not killed during the Nigerian-Biafran war. And I don't think that guy must be fathered by Hausa, Fulani, Boko Haram man. Because he's not acting like somebody who is from Biafra. He's not acting like somebody who is from typical Ijo. He must have a mixed blood. Because what he's doing and the way he's acting does not show any sense of ownership of what is happening in Biafra land. He released Boko Haram, gave them money. And it's the same group of Jonathan who said he will not compensate the victims. As if it was the victim's fault for being killed by the Hausa, Fulani, Boko Haram. And yet he's giving them money. And now he's begging them to please lay down their arms. Think that guy should go back to school. Director, I don't know when you're closing.
No, we're not closing. You stay where you are because I want to know why Britain has not asked Russia to supply Nigerian Air Force with MiG aircraft so they can go and bomb Boko Haram the same way they did with us. Why haven't they done that?
I wonder.
Why hasn't the British government provided aircraft to the zoo to go and bomb Boko Haram hideouts in the north? Why haven't they done that? I keep asking them. Why haven't they done it? Obasanjo bombed Odi. What did Odi do? Did the people of Odi, did the militants then quarter that Odi? Did they attack schools and churches and banks? What will Boko Haram have to do for them to be attacked from the air?
Director, it's not only Obasanjo. When Abacha was there, he killed quite a lot of people in Bayelsa and in so-called Delta. When Babangida was there, he ordered a lot of people to be killed because they are trying to block where the oil is coming from. Each one of them that been in position have killed our people. Each one of them. And now Goodluck Jonathan have the effrontery, no sympathy for the people of Biafrans. Instead, he's busy sacking anybody that has done something good for Biafra. Tomorrow he will run. Let him not come tomorrow and tell us, oh, Biafrans, I love you. For me, it's a hogwash, and I will not take it from any of them. They've all betrayed us. I don't like somebody who will laugh at me behind me, and then in front of me, he'll tell me a sweet story. It's all hypocrisy. I don't like it.
Thank you very much, Barrister. That was the voice of Barrister Mamezu. If you're joining us, this is Radio Biafra. Our number, once again, should you wish to join us, remains +33 754 062 181. I don't know if we are transmitting okay, but if we are not, please, we are asking you to just refresh your browser. I don't know this intermittency of transmission will come to an end. We don't expect to have the same problem when we arrive in Spain tomorrow. This is Radio Biafra. If you want to call us, that is the number to call, +33 754 062 081. We are transmitting live and direct from France. We are going to remain open. We will be here until the hour here strikes 9 p.m. because the time now here is approximately 22 minutes past 8 p.m. in the evening, because they are 1 hour ahead, the same time in Biafraland time. If you're joining us, that this is Radio Biafra Live Transmission. I don't know how much of our transmission is going out. I don't know how much of what we are saying is being received, because we know that by this time, always, we begin to have some slight problems, and it seems we're okay. This is Radio Biafra, the caller on the phone. Give us your name and where you are.
Director, my name is Judy Faye Chaudhuri. I'm in India.
You are in India. What on earth, Christian Wusu, the coordinator, our national in India, was trying to get hold of me? We have given up on India. India is a disappointment, I must say. I need to speak to Christian Wusu to let us know what on this earth is happening in India. Please go ahead.
Okay.
Go ahead. What do you want to say? Go ahead.
Yeah, what I want to say is, when are we going to start action in Igbo land to declare the Biafra? Because a lot of people have been making calls, talking, they want to step in and take action. I am a man of action, and I believe in action. I want action to take place. Let there be progress in the Biafra issue.
Yes, there will be progress, but the thing is that India is lagging behind. India is a disappointment. How, therefore, are we going to trust what people from India are saying when our presence in India is not even strong? How is that possible?
No, what I'm saying, even if India is lagging behind, India alone cannot stop the progress of Biafra.
No, it cannot stop the progress of Biafra, but it takes all of us. We all have to be in this together. We need to take action. We have just gotten our office. Somebody have just donated a car to us, or two people, so to speak, if you include my dad in it. Now, what I'm asking is this: where are the rest going to come from? We need weapons to be able to fight this war. We need guns, we need bullets, we need bombs. We need everything to be able to fight this war. We need to assemble people, we need to feed them. We need to feed at least nothing less than 20 platoons to be able to carry out this operation successfully. How are we going to feed them and clothe them when people do not understand their responsibility?
The action I'm talking about is not the action of carrying guns or carrying bombs. It's action of peace movement and peace achievement.
How do we
start from somewhere?
Then tell us, please, educate us. I'm willing to learn from you, my dear brother. How do we do this peace thing? How? Tell us.
Because even back home, there is nothing like Biafra arising. That is where I am getting the problem. Back home, there is nothing like Biafra arising. And when I come and listen to Radio Biafra, you move all around Europe. It gives me joy, but back home, everything is silent.
Yeah, because we need to be able to mobilize those who are here. They are the ones who are going to fund the campaign back home. Those of us in Canada, those of us in the USA, those of us in Europe, those of us in Asia, those of us in Australia, we are the ones outside the zoo who are going to fund the revolution there. We are the ones. So when we travel from one place to the other, it is to wake up that very place. There is no place I have traveled to that hasn't responded when we call upon them. That is the good thing about it. The only places that are not performing till today, the only places that are not performing are the places I have not visited, that the Biafran people are yet to visit. That is why we do what we do. I want you to do something. I want you to contact the national coordinator. I will speak to Christian Wusu after this very program. We want to know what the hell is going on in India. India, we have population in India. If they cannot give us any financial assistance, India can give us foot soldiers.
Okay, I will be grateful if this step is being taken, and I will be a support of it.
Thank you very much. And God bless you. This is Radio Biafra once again. That was our brother from India. We are making it abundantly clear that what we are receiving from India is exceptionally poor. If they cannot support us financially, if there is nothing that they can do for us financially, we expect India to at least be able to give us men who can go down on the ground, and then we take care of them. or they take care of us, as the case may be, because I too will also be on the ground. I will not ask people to do something that I cannot do. Christian has called. This is Radio Biafra. Christian Nwosu, can you hear me? There is our national coordinator in India.
Good morning from India.
Good morning. I am having headache with India. I am falling sick. If I'm not well, it's because of India, what is happening there. Can you tell the listening Biafrans all over the world, please?
Yes, Director. Likewise, I, Christian Nwosu, I am sick. And in fact, I am very, very sick about Indian people. Take just the like of that brother that I just called from India, and these are the people we have problem with. This man, possibly he has been listening to Radio Biafra for ages, and he refused to come and join with what we are doing. Now giving us advices on how to go about it, without, we do things come from heaven. These are the problem, Director, we have. Sincerely, Director, we have virtually gone to all Biafrans we know. Precisely this place I live in, the capital, New Delhi. We have visited every place that need to be visited. All Biafrans, be them Abo, Urobo, and so on, even the Calabar. We have visited them in their meetings as a group. We have spread the good news of Biafra, but sincerely, Director, I think there are no Biafrans in India as such. That is what they are all Nigerians. That is how I put it. And tomorrow we are visiting Orumba. Orumba community, Orumba East. We are visiting them on Sunday. We are visiting them on Sunday as well to spread this gospel to them, because we understand they'll be having their meeting on Sunday. So, Director, that is what is happening. The very few of us who are doing the best we can, we are not relenting. As I speak with you yesterday, I came out from the Commissioner of Police office where I went for the permit for the protest, the upcoming protest. That's which I'm on as I speak with you right now. I went yesterday, and they request me to come again on next Thursday. And secondly, as regards our registration in Business Report of India, that's on top. We are on it. The lawyer is processing that, and of which he gave us a deadline end of March that most likely the registration will be concluded. So that is much from India, sir. I did call you today, but countless times, possibly you were in a meeting or somehow busy. Countless times, there was no response from your call, sir, from your phone.
Now, the thing is that is India telling us now,
yes,
do you have the permission to march on the 30th?
We are need, they request me, the headquarters of the police in India, yeah, they request me to come Thursday again. I went there yesterday, and they received a letter, and I discussed with virtually somebody that's supposed to be a policeman, that's supposed to be in charge of something, the approval or something. So he's giving us on Thursday to come back, and whatever final answer to tell us, either the approval or whatever, will be on Thursday.
Have you registered indigenous people of Biafra in India as a recognized
that we've started body? Yes, that we've started some weeks ago, precisely 3 weeks or thereabout ago, and the lawyer has told us we've given him all what he requires. Those of us who have a valid document, we've submitted that and given him a mobilization amount to do the job. So he's given us a concrete assurance that end of March it will be out.
But why would it take such a long time? Even people in Georgia, they have registered.
Yes, that is how it is. Yes, sir. That is how it is. Yes, so many bureaucracies they do here. You know, I think these people are very, very secular people. They have their way of doing things. Indian, if you are doing something clockwise, they do anti-clockwise. That's how their thing is here.
So what is happening? Are you telling me that we don't have Biafrans in India? Is that what you're telling
sir,
us here?
To all Biafrans, we have very little Biafrans in India, to be sincere. Those of them, like the likes of our brother who just called, they listen to the program. Many of them call all sorts of names. We don't bother about that. That is nonsense. Many of them, they listen to the program. They know about this program, but sincerely, they don't want to turn out. I don't know what could be their reasons. Most times we have visited so many communities, town union meetings, even clubs. So yesterday we go to clubs. We spread the gospel. I don't know, should we go to their home and begin to pay them money before they can join the struggle. Just like the brother you just heard, sir. These are the kind of people we have in India. They only want to give us solutions as regards Weber. Putting it in action is because it becomes a problem. That is what these are the kind of people we have in India, sir. The very few of us, we are not relenting. We are doing within our capabilities to make sure we meet to our demands from above.
Okay, thank you very much for that. That was our national coordinator in India, Christian Nwosu, bringing us to speed what is happening there. Something has to happen. There has to be something done to our people in India, because the Biafra that we're fighting for also includes them. It includes them as well. The caller on the phone, give us your name and where you are. This is Radio Biafra.
Director, back again is Valentine.
Yes, Valentine. Valentine, go ahead.
Okay. Please, I want to use this media to call out my our people, the Biafrans here in France again, to remind them for our meeting tomorrow. The meeting will be held at the same place, number 71 to 73, Rue de la Bridge, 93-200 Saint-Denis. It's a popular place. Anybody who wants to join us is free to welcome. It's highly welcome. It's a popular place. Anyone here in France knows the place, because director, when you go there, what you can see, you will not believe it. They have more than 60 churches in that place. So anybody that say, oh, I don't know where they are meeting, that person is, I don't know what I can say to him, because now, the same hall they use for their own church. Now, we, the indigenous people of Biafra here in France, we occupied our own hall there as well. So, our people go here to church, nobody can give us reason. Oh, I don't know the place, or we are having, I'm in the church. You can as well come, if you can attend church. All this Yoruba church is there. If you can attend that, you can also come to our meeting as well. So, I urge them to come out, and the time will be 6 o'clock tomorrow evening. So, I expect people to turn up. If you are listening to my voice, please, don't forget to invite your friends as well, because what I'm seeing in France here, I don't know what to say, but let's just believe God anyway.
Let's see what this one has to say. Stay where you are. Give us your name and where you are. This is Radio Biafra.
Hello, director.
Yes, my dear brother.
Good evening.
Good evening.
Hello, Biafra. Good evening. My name is James Daniel Onyeka. I'm calling from Osaka.
You're calling from Osaka, that's in Japan, is that correct?
Yes.
Okay, thank you very much. What time is it in Japan now?
It's now 35 minutes past 4 in the morning.
35 past 4 in the morning. Some of you don't sleep because of Radio Biafra. People, we received a call a while ago from Los Angeles, which is the other part of the world, and it's a good thing you're also calling us from Japan, which is where our march is going to start on the 30th. Can you tell the world the preparedness of Biafrans in Japan to live up to their billing to kick off the 30th of March rally to remember our dead?
All right, thank you, sir. First of all, I'm from Nnewi North, Anambra State, precisely Edo Oji. So I happen to be the coordinator of Osaka.
Yes, so, the coordinator for Osaka. Are you people preparing for the march on the 30th? Anya Gwalunu, go and take time off work. Yes. Inform people, tell your employer, that day I'm taking one day off. They killed my people, 3.5 million. All of us all over the world, we are going to remember them. We people must go and take time off work on that day in Japan. They say people work for 24 yes. hours a day. Yes. Is that going to happen?
Yes, it's going to happen. I'm working with my fellow coordinator in Nagoya, John Onyeka. So we're about to send our own money to where I want to use this opportunity also to announce to fellow Biafrans in Kansai that we are having our meeting on Sunday, 2nd of March. If you are hearing my voice in Osaka, please, we want you to attend the meeting as usual, our normal place of meeting, by 6 p.m. So on that day, we are trying to let everybody know of our plan come 30th of May. Every Igbo living person, every Biafra living in Kansai, you must come out and join us to march to demonstrate to the world of the injustice they have perpetrated on us in Nigeria. So we are planning very seriously about it together with the coordinator in Nagoya. So everything is in touch. In place, I used to almost I call him every 2 days. We discuss about the plan. So I'm mobilizing our people in Kansai. I've been sharing flyers in the last meeting of Igbo Union meeting last Sunday, and they gave me the assurance that our people will come out in mass to support. So I want to use this opportunity also to thank you, Director, and also thank the editorial board of Radio Biafra. I want to also extend my greeting to Barrister Mabezu, HMFO, and Ikechukwu Enyago and Karamonde. You guys have been doing a wonderful job. This program is what I've been following since I got to the adulthood and know who I am and what happens to my grandfathers. So I want to say, my fellow Biafrans all over the world, if you call yourself a Biafran and you hear the word Biafra, you don't have any check, you don't have any feeling within you, I doubt your DNA if you're really a Biafra man. Because what happened to us, we can never forgive, nor forget these people. Thank you so much.
Thank you very much, my dear brother. You're giving us assurance that Japan will be ready to flag off this very monumental event. You must remember that Japan is key, because that is where, across the equator, where the sun rises from, or where to be rising from on the 30th. So you people must make sure that you live up to expectation. Give us a name and where you are, the caller on the phone. This is Radio Biafra.
Good evening. Is it me, Nandi?
Yes, my dear brother, it is me.
Okay, good evening once again from Frankfurt, Germany. I'm calling from Germany. My name is Kosen Ogano Defi. There are some other things I want to chip in here concerning the behavior of our brothers and sisters, whoever it might be, concerning this very Biafra. There's a story I want to tell our people. And that story goes like this. There's a man they called Leonardo da Vinci. This man woke up one day and went up to a mountain in front of his house. There he saw a huge rock. He stared at the rock all day long. When it became dark, he went home and slept. Next day, he went back and looked at the rock again. Several days, all he did was eat, go to the rock, and look at the rock. Then, one day, he brought out a hammer and a chisel and began to chip away the rock. He would chip away after breakfast and chip away a little more after lunch. Then, one day, a friend of him asked him, "Hey, Lenny, how are you doing?" He said, "Fine. What in the world are you doing now? You have come. You have to come and see what I'm doing," he told his friend. "All I see is a big rock," answered his friend. "Does that look like a rock to you?" Leonardo replied. "It is a rock, of course. What else is that?" Then Leonardo told him, "No, there is an angel inside this rock. But the rock is covering it. The rock is covering this angel. I am breaking this rock that is covering the angel. And I'm going to free that angel." What I'm trying to let you know here, the story never finished. What I'm trying to let you know here in land is that it is not easy. It is not easy. It's not easy. Why I repeated it many times is this. Freedom, to get the freedom is not easy. We have to come in board, all of us. We have to do this way you have to try to do it in the way you're doing it. The way Barrister Mabezu is doing it, which I'm before, and all the co-directors and coordinators of Biafra in all different of the world. So the story continued to chip away the rock. One day, 2 days, 1 month, and finally 2 months, he passed. Sure enough, the image of angel began to emerge from the rock.
it was an ordinary rock in the eyes of normal people. This rock was an ordinary rock in the eyes of normal people, but in the eyes of Leonardo, there was angel. The rock is covering it. So he wanted to free that rock. He wanted to free that angel. But Leonardo da Vinci saw an image of the angel inside the rock. That is how the image of the angel began to march when he chipped and broke everything else. So, Mandy and many other coordinators, what you people are doing is just the story I told now about Leonardo da Vinci. Who have seen a rock and begin to chip and break it in order to fuel an engine. Many people never see what you are doing. Many people never understand what you are talking about. What is going on in our country, like in, let me say, Nigeria for a moment now, is not a good thing to tell us outsiders. People are hearing what is going on in Nigeria. They can't eat. They will cry all day long. So I am advising all our people to wake up from slumber and begin to act like Leonardo, who have seen something inside the rock. And the angel he saw, let me put it in that way. The angel the people or the directors of Radio Delta saw in that rock is the Biafra nation. That Biafra nation is a nation that will emerge from Nigeria. That Biafra nation is a nation that will carry the message of good hope, peace, unity and love to its people. The right to live and not to be killed. The right to have all the dividends that belong to life. The right to live in a country you feel safe. That is what Biafra is going to represent in all the Biafras, no matter wherever you are. That is the land that will give us hope, because Nigeria has become a failed country. There's nothing good coming out of that country. No good news. Every day we hear bad news. Is that going to be a country that somebody will be happy to belong to? No, they're not. Nobody is happy to belong to a country that will be. Every day you wake up, it is death everywhere. What kind of country is that? So, by the grace of God, Biafra is going to march from Nigeria. Come it rain or shine, no matter how long it takes, Biafra will march from Nigeria. No matter how long it takes. That is my word.
You say?
That is my word. No matter how long it takes, it will come out. So, my brothers and sisters, there's another story I want to tell you, because the Biafra of a thing is just like a peanut, which everybody who have inner seed and outside share.
Yes, we have lost him. Maybe yes, Ronald, but we accept what he's saying. I like the analogy. I like what he said about seeing an angel in a piece of rock and chipping away at it until that angel emerges. And now that the angel has emerged, for those of them who are following the works of Leonardo da Vinci, they now go to admire it. But when it was a rock, nobody wanted to know what it is. Give us your name and where you are, the caller on the phone. You will start by turning down your hearing system, please. This is Radio Biafra. We are in France.
And now that the angel has...
Can you hear me? Can this caller hear me, please? Can you hear me? This is Radio Biafra.
Yeah, good evening, Nandi. This is Festus Anekwa. I'm calling from London.
Please turn your system down and you speak to me. Go ahead.
Thank you very much. I want to thank you for what you've been doing. You've been doing a great job for us.
Thank you.
God will continue to be with you and go with you anywhere you might go.
Go ahead.
I want to use this opportunity to announce or to remind our people, dear friends in UK, of our meeting coming up tomorrow. And the venue of the meeting is at Selby Centre, Selby Road, off White Hart Lane, London. The postcode is N178JL. The nearest station is White Hart Lane Station. When you get to White Hart Lane Station, you take bus 318 or W3 and stop near the cemetery. You walk back to Selby Road and you get Selby Center.
Oh, they can ask anybody. They can ask anybody around White Hart Lane. Anybody, yes. Everybody knows Selby Center. It's the former Tottenham Council area, whatever it is. Everybody knows that. When they get there and they say, point me towards Selby Center, it should be easy for anybody. It's past Middlesex University. Is that correct?
Exactly, yes.
Yeah, it's past Middlesex University. That's how they can find it. It's quite easy to locate everybody around Tottenham. In fact, from Seven Sisters all the way to A406, everybody knows where Selby Center is. You will start again by repeating what you said so that they can grasp it. Go ahead.
Yes, thank you. The venue of the meeting is Selby Center, Selby Road, off White Hart Lane, London. The postcode is N178JL. The time is 6 p.m. to 10 p.m. tomorrow. And the nearest station is White Hart Lane Train Station. Once you take bus 318, if you're taking bus, or W3, it will stop you near the cemetery. Then you walk back to Selby Road and get Selby Center. It's a popular place. Once you get to White Hart Lane Station, ask anybody there. They will show you the Selby Center. Or if you're taking bus 279 or any bus that is going to Tottenham High Road, you stop at the same station and walk or take bus 318 or W3 and you get to the center where we're hosting our meeting tomorrow. And I urge everybody or all our members in UK to come to this meeting tomorrow because we're going to discuss on how we're going to arrange ourselves for our protest coming May 30th of this year. It's a very, very important meeting, which I will urge every one of us to be there tomorrow and be on time. Don't come late, please. The contact number you can contact for more direction when you get confused on the way is Udochukwu, a name, number 079-078-29268. Or you can call myself, first boss, on 074-0416-3215. Please be on time on this meeting tomorrow because it's very, very important. We have a lot to discuss about our protest. Every material and instrument and all the arrangements we are going to do will be discussed tomorrow. So we want all our members to be there tomorrow, so that we make ourselves ready and get prepared for what we're going to do. And I want to use this opportunity to thank our dear friends in UK for what they are doing. They've been doing good. They've been coming to our meeting. They've been participating in what we're doing. And we'll continue to be mobilizing new people. We are good in doing that. And I urge each and every one of us to continue to be doing the same until we get to our final destination. And our final destination is Biafra.
Yes, sir. Thank you very much for that. This is Radio Biafra, the caller on the phone. Give us your name and where you are, please. Your name and where you are.
Hello?
Yes, your name and where you are. This is Radio Biafra, live worldwide transmission from France. Go ahead.
Yes, Director. My name is Ifeanyi Chukwu Ogumike. I'm calling from Trondheim in Norway.
Yes, go ahead.
Director, I would not like you to hold us back in the times of money raising, because we have a lot to do with money. I'm not interested in talking about what is happening in the zoo or what is written in the newspaper. My interest is that how are we to, we need your motivation in terms of fundraising. I was listening to hear when you will announce the money that every country will be paying every month. If they like, let it be on their monthly contribution or by money raising. All we know is that at the end of the month, before the 25th of every month, this money is being paid. So tomorrow is first, March 1st. I would like you to announce this money by tomorrow or next, so that every country will start buckling up. Before the 25th of March, the money is paid. Then from February, we follow the same suit. And the money is not that the money will be paid the country coordinator will wait until the money is complete. He will be paying it gradually. As soon as the money is coming, he's paying in. But all we know is that before the month runs out, the money assigned to any country is paid. Because I don't know our people should see this thing, that I don't know the length which our people is seeing what we are going into. Some of our people that this action will pull down to the east, some of them will be stranded. They will be taken care by the Biafrans. And the men in Bespora have to finance this until we start having aid from any other place. We have to be helping ourselves before we start, asking for any help from any person. You know, so what I'm trying to say in effect is that I want to remind all Biafrans in Bespora that somebody is going to confront that enemy. That person that will go and confront the enemy needs to be paid. He has a wife, he has a responsibility, but he have come to sacrifice his life to confront the enemy. He have to be paid. He have to be well taken care of. This is our money. We have to talk on director. You have to really announce this thing so that our people will really know that yes, we are going into a multi-million dollar expenses. You know, considering the multitude of the problem that we are in that useless country that has no regard for human being, you know. So we do everything at our disposal to make sure that the Biafran state is restored. So in nutshell, what I'm trying to say in effect is that announced this morning, every country will know that at the end of the before on the 25th of every month, this money is being paid in. Then, like that, we'll continue. If there is any addition with what is facing us in front, then you can as well, do any adjustment as life goes on. But for now, if you are traveling to Spain tomorrow, yes. But after the broadcast, have it as your homework and do this homework, that by tomorrow when you are in Spain, you announce it. So that from now, you announce it on the 4th, then before on the 25th, every country have responded. Then you don't need to announce it again unless you want to do any adjustment on it, or you want to increase it or adjustment. I don't know. But by April, we start again on how we make sure that we meet up the obligation of April, and May we try on how we meet. It continues. I want to really see on the finance area, because all these things we are talking. You would like we discuss everything. This is boiled down in expenses. Iketukwu Enyagi is at home. He needs money to be spending in what he's doing. A delegated Biafra, you know, working for his country, trying to make sure that everything is in order. You know, so we need to do the best we can. I mean, in the area of finance, that is my position.
And you're right. I accept it, and you're very, very right. And we are working very hard at it. Thank you very much for that. This is Radio Biafra. We must bring this program to an end. We did say we're going to be on air for only 2 hours, and that is exactly what we have done. We understand that some people are with us in this very struggle. Some people are good at theory. Other good people are good at practicalizing what they theorize about. Some people may not stand the heat when the time comes. Some people are now saying that they want to be coordinators or national coordinators. They may not be able to take the heat or the pressure when the time comes. So our people must be prepared for some changes. There will be changes as we go along. Those you hear about, you may not hear about them. Because when this battle commences, they are not or may not be considered worthy enough to distinguish themselves in what they are doing. So our people should not be surprised at all at the changes that is to come. There are bound to be changes. Changes of a very great nature. Everything we are doing is designed to deliver Biafra. So our people should not be surprised if national coordinators are being replaced, if zonal coordinators are being replaced, if officers of Biafra are being replaced. We are repositioning and shuffling people to prepare us for what is to come. We don't want people who are lily-livered. We don't want people who cannot stand the heat when it starts. That is what we are doing. So when you hear anything about people being moved about or people no longer with us, please do not despair. We are preparing ourselves. We have studied Biafra for 18 years. We know why we lost before. We identify any weak link before it causes us a problem and we cut it out. That is what we are doing. So when you hear about people who maybe now you hear about them very much and in the future you don't anymore, do not despair. We promise to deliver Biafra and that is what we are going to do. You will judge us on the final result. Thank you very much wherever you are on this planet and thank you for joining us today. We will be broadcasting from Spain tomorrow. We will be in Spain tomorrow. We have something very important. Our national coordinator in Spain is working very hard. The national executive in Spain is excelling and distinguishing themselves in what they do. They have done something remarkable, and we shall honor their invitation. We are going to attend a series of very important meetings. We'll be there tomorrow, and we shall broadcast from Spain tomorrow. Carol Monday, as always, without fail, will advertise the number to call. We ask you to keep faith with us. We ask you, please, not to be deflected or distracted from the work at hand. We are rigorous and we are disciplined. Anything we are going to do to get Biafra is what we are going to do. People will talk, people will gossip. It's normal. It's part of life. We need criticism. The more they criticize us, the better for us. Please, 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 as our brother who rang from Trondheim said, sometimes you come up with your ideas and tell us how to execute it, and we shall do so. We shall do so. We are here to serve the Biafran people, and that's what we are going to do. We promised Biafra, and we will deliver it. Anybody or anything that will stop us from delivering Biafra, that very thing or person will be set aside, regardless of who that person is. I'm making it very clear so that our people understand we have been charged with delivering Biafra and that is what we intend to do. And nothing is going to stop us from doing that. Once again, we thank you very much. You shall be hearing from us tomorrow in Spain. We thank all of you for having listened to us. And we thank our national coordinator also in France, who is working very hard, ably assisted by Ojukwu as well, who is here in France, and also the very eminent barrister himself. This is Radio Biafra once again. We thank you. And we always maintain without fail every blessed day that this Biafra we proclaim morning, noon, and night, this Biafra that we work for, this Biafra that we pray for, this same Biafra that we wish in our lifetime to see is our religion. And on this radio station, where we've had uninterrupted transmission today, is where we worship, and we shall worship here again tomorrow. Because Chukwu Abiyama, this Chukwu Abiyama is our God. He will guide, sustain, keep, and nurture each and every one of you. But more importantly, this same Chukwu Abiyama, whom every honor and glory belongs to, shall bless Biafra. Thank you very much, and good night.
emerge triumphant from all our foes. Through the crucible unscathed, we passed victorious.